Thank you for having me here. Good morning, everyone. I'm Anju, and I represent All India Dalit Women Rights Forum in New Delhi, India. I'm a Dalit women activist working with young women from my community in reclaiming our right and dignity. I travel across the country mobilizing youth towards amplifying our voice to end caste apartheid. It's a great opportunity and my honor to share my experience with you. I have organized several social media training for our people as it's very much needed for us to enter this online space and highlight our issues for spreading awareness, mobilizing our people and building networks across the world. As we all know, mainstream media doesn't cover our issues because it is owned by dominant caste people, and that's why it has always been unresponsive or misrepresentative of caste and gender issues. Hence, social media is a space that we feel we can make use of to mobilize voices for our campaign. The available digital tools give us the access and freedom to write our own perspective. This is the way to break dominant hegemony and create our own story. And we have always created our own media by our own people like Dalit Camera, Roundtable India, and Ambedkar Karma and Savari. But as we see through, they have many followers on YouTube and social media, etc. And they also face so much challenges by the government and dominant caste people in power. For example, Dalit Camera, a community-run YouTube channel focusing on anti-caste issues, was pulled off the web by right force wing recently. But after a lot of protests on social media, it came back. As we know, everything has two sides, positive and negative. Social media gives us power and freedom to express our feeling. But on another hand, young women like me who are on social media face particular challenges. When I started tweeting from my handle at Dalit Awaz, I had a lot of trolls attacking me, making threats on my life and sexual harassing me online. I have seen that our people face so many challenges on these online spaces. Lack of access for majority of marginalized people is a main issue, as these online spaces are highly dominated by dominant caste and English-speaking people. Language is another hurdle that divides us and keeps us from sharing ideas across the region. In a country like India, which has more than 200 languages, you can only imagine the complexity of navigating the digital space. Though some of us have entered the digital domain, we still need a huge push for more women from my community to be active on social media with the needed security and confidence. For this, advanced training on new innovative tools is very necessary. If we see the survey, India has highest user on Facebook worldwide, which is 241 million. The biggest question is who are they 241 million people, and how social media can be used for further the cause of anti-caste work? How can women like me be able to gain more efficient access? In spite of all these challenges, we must use social media so that the whole world can know and see what is happening with Dalit communities. That's why we decide not to leave but take measures to overcome these challenges. We have to use the social media to reach out the world, so we included basic digital security tips in our social media trainings, like how to protect password and privacy setting, etc. If I talk about the opportunity and limits of digital media, digital media is a very open and public space which gives us equal opportunity to all, but here also we face more exclusion. Wherever we talk about our rights for our issues, immediately we got bad trolls. This online backlash level is very high and also the issue of access is very crucial. Majority of our Dalit communities struggle with issue of basic access to food, land, water, sanitation, education, employment, etc. So the issue of social media among our communities is restricted to the few people who have managed to gain some amount of upward mobility, which means access to a smartphone and basic internet. If I talk about the mobilization of people for action, Dalit Win Fight campaign and Dalit History Month are example of how we can use social media in the digital age to reach a larger global audience. Initiatives like this have increased visibility to the issue and builds momentum to the campaign. However, once again the challenges related to access limits the outreach to the larger number of people from the community. Thank you so much.